Peace and blessings, family. Hamia Shabazz here to welcome you to the Voice of Black Star on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, where you will get the truth, nothing but the truth, so help me, Yah. We can also connect on Facebook, i.e. Conversations with the Hebrew, Brew Virtual Book Club, and Black Star Political Party. Also, if you love the skin you're in, visit your local beauty supply or health food store near you and purchase AF Shea Soufflé with a variety of scents to choose from, such as strawberry mango, vanilla coconut, and lemongrass, just to name a few, are made with all natural ingredients whipped to rich, creamy, thick perfection. Follow, like, and share on Facebook, Absolutely Fabulous, and Instagram, ShayQueen77. Your skin will thank you for it. Are you a business owner looking to advertise your hard work without breaking the bank? Voice of Black Star has you covered for a small monthly fee of $30. Voice of Black Star airs every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For further details, email afshaybutter@gmail.com. That's afshaybutter@gmail.com. And last but never least, if you like what you hear, like, share, and subscribe to the channel. Donations are welcomed and much appreciated. You may send your blessings via Cash App, Hermina Shabazz. Thank you. Peace and blessings, family. I pray all is well with you on your Shabbat. I pray you honor the Shabbat with all your heart and soul. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are on the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor chose you because you were more in number than any people, for ye were the fewest of all people. Deuteronomy 7:6-7. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. A peculiar person is purchased people. The Most High has purchased you. Praise, so show your virtues. This is from 1 Peter Chapter 2 and verse 9. Welcome, welcome, beautiful family. Thank you for joining me on this Shabbat. Yes, I'm doing my recording on the Shabbat day. It's been a very, very busy week for me. I'm trying to catch up. I'm trying to get things done for you, family. I said I was coming to you with the book of Ezekiel, but it is taking some time because I have to study to make sure I'm bringing you the right word, and also to make sure that, you know, that you get proper understanding and that I have proper understanding, and make sure that the wisdom is upon me and I work with the spirit. Okay, family, I deal with my spirit a lot. I deal with the spirit a lot. Let's put it that way. The Most High, you know, I pray daily for wisdom and understanding. And he gives it to you, you know, and it kind of feel like Ezekiel felt, you know, and how the elders felt a little bit when you're gathering all this knowledge, you know, it can get you sometimes because you get to really see the world now for what it is and what it is not. And so there's a lot of understanding that happens, you know, and take place. And like I said, I post a lot of stuff on my Conversations with the Hebrew page, you know, I do that a lot because it gives you a good understanding. I post from Sister Amber and Brother Lanny, you know, I do their group, you know, a lot. I do their services a lot because he comes correct and he comes live and he comes with the spirit and he comes out of the book. And I like that. So I post a lot of his stuff on there, you know, even though he uses the word Jesus. And I know a lot of you people cringe when you hear the word Jesus, even though Jesus has been spoken of for decades. But you got to realize where we're at. We're in the time of Rome. This is Rome's last stand, okay, so to speak. You know, Stephen King's movie, The Last Stand. But anyway, yeah, so it's like that. But anyway, so let's not get deterred away, get distracted by names, okay? Seriously, family, we shouldn't be getting distracted with petty stuff, like what I'm bringing forth to you today with, you know, we have Cat Williams coming out. You know, we have, you know, Shannon, I think his name, what is his name? The Shay Shay thing on YouTube, you know, his little page or whatever on YouTube. And, you know, it's to have such a huge platform, you know, but to only bring us gossip news, not news that's going to help us, you know, not news that's going to help push the people. And think about it, we're in the month of February, which is supposed to be Black History Month, as I recall. This is supposed to be the month where we learn our history, and yet we are not learning. We're still continuing in this loop, you know, of, I mean, nothing has been accomplished. But anyway, back to what I was talking about, you know, and then now he had Monique on there. Some more distraction news for your family. This is gossip distraction news. Davis calling each other out, you know, people saying what's going on in the business. Hollywood is falling. California is going to fall into the ocean, family. It's going away. Okay? So I don't know. I mean, you know, Hollywood is dying. It's the city of Los Angeles, okay? The city of Los Angeles. Think about the name of the place, okay? It's the city of Los Angeles. Los Angeles, for real? What a peculiar name to name a place, you know? But they have claimed it for themselves, because remember, I read to you earlier that the word peculiar means taken, you know, or purchased. So anyway, I digress on that part of it. But again, like I said, with these platforms, you would think that they would use that to promote true history. And but they're not going to do that because it's about the numbers. It's about the dollar signs. You know? Get the dollar, get the money, dollar bill, y'all. You know, that's how they do it. That's how we think. We're still thinking in that mindset. That's the kind of music they were pumping into our heads. That's the message they was giving us in the music that they were pumping into our heads, you know? Back in the day, you know, the 90s became that transition where we really were put asleep before this awakening started taking place, you know, in the 21st century we got going on here. So, you know, because now it's an awakening. Yes, the awakening still exists, but it's not how, you know, media and the outside forces are trying to take it away. You know, they're trying to be a distraction. They give us entertainment. They give us people like Cat Williams talking, and we're thinking they're saying something because they're just giving gossip. You know what I'm saying? Who cares? I mean, you're not saying who cares, but how does that prosper your household? How does that prosper you? How does that make your household great? How does that make you come close to the Most High Power? And I know a lot of you claim you know God and you're with God or whatever, but you're not walking in His ways. Because when the day comes, He's going to be like, you know, when you come up to Him talking about, oh, didn't I do this stuff in your name? I did these miracles in your name. He said, be gone from me because I never knew you. That's what he's going to say to a lot of people. A lot of people's feelings are going to be hurt when that day comes. So we might need to straighten up ourselves, family, you know, and get back to some stuff. This is Black History. So since this is Black History Month, I'm going to give you Black History. Okay? This is Black History. You are a chosen people, family, and that's what you have to understand. Okay? You are a chosen generation. We are a chosen generation right now. We need to act like it. We really do. We really need to straighten up our spiritual bodies. We got our physical bodies all tied up in all this outside world entertainment news and stuff like that, being distracted. But we're not working our spiritual soul. We're not getting in contact with the Father because He exists. If you believe He exists, if you say you are a Christian, and I do put those in parentheses, if you do say you are a Christian, then you need to be following what He says. That means the follower of Christ. And you say if you call Him Christ, then you should be a follower of Him. Because in this book, the good book, which is a history book and a science book all wrapped up in one, this is a beautiful book. I love this book because I like history and I like science. I'm kind of taking a little detour to give you a little understanding about me and who I am. You may not be able to see my face at this time, but if you do want to see my face, you can always go to my Conversations with the Hebrew Praise where I post myself. Or you can also follow me on Facebook, you know, on my general page. I'm open to gathering the Most High people to Him. I'm open to that. So anyway, but I'm back to the point. but like I was saying, though, we need to really get back to ourselves. Like I said, whether you call yourself Black, African American, Hebrew Israelites, Hebrews, whatever. You know what I'm saying? There's something happening here, okay? The Most High is doing something here. There is an awakening happening, and it's truly happening. And we have to get with it, you know. And a lot of us that are being touched, and if this touches your spirit and it makes you feel a little uncomfortable, it might be that the Most High is calling you out of something. He's calling you to Him. He wants you to come. He wants you to come to the wedding feast. He wants you here. He needs you there, you know. He loves to have all His children with Him. So, fam, we got to do what we got to do to make sure that we're with Him and follow His voice and obey Him and obey His word. Because right now, like I said again, you know, we're sitting here, you know, identifying all these things, but yet we continue to pour our votes into systems that wasn't designed for us to prosper freely and to be as equals with a group of people spoken of in the book. Deuteronomy speaks of this in Deuteronomy 28. And I think I'm going to go ahead and read that to you right now, because it's so important that we understand where we are and what's going on. Because we're right now, some of us are still sleeping. Some of us are still sleeping in this world, in Babylon. You know, some of us don't want to leave Babylon. It's kind of like Lot's wife who got turned to salt because she looked back. She wanted to stay there. She wanted to go back there. And then she got turned to a pillar of salt. Think about that. Think, it's a metaphor for something too as well. Whether she got turned to a true pillar of salt, she may have. It's a possibility because, I mean, the Most High can do anything, right? He's Lord of Lords, King of Kings. He created everything even before the earth was there. So if you follow me on Conversations with the Hebrew on Facebook page, there was something I posted, like I say, Brother Lanny did an excellent, excellent job on talking about the light. You know what I'm saying? The giver of light. I might be wording the title wrong, but just go to, if you want to, please check out the Conversation with the Hebrew page. And I posted something about that. He did a great job. Brother Lanny did an awesome job with, connecting us to what's really happening, okay, and what's going on. But anyway, let's read Deuteronomy chapter 28, and we're going to read verse 49. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the ends of the earth, as swift as the eagle fleeth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. And he shall, okay, anyway, so I think that's it on that one. But then I also want to read to you verses, I want to read to you 64. Of the same chapter, chapter 28, verse 64, it says, "And the Lord shall scatter thee among all people from the one end of the earth even unto the other. And there thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy father have known, even wood and stone." So some of us be bound down to all of that, you know. So, and also, I mean, it just goes on. So you have to read on to that. But I just want to take a little snippet of that to let you understand what's going on and why we're where we are. We want to depend on these physical beings. I'm going to say it like that. I guess it was meant to say it that way. Just, you know, chew on that. Selah. These physical beings, you know, we depended on them to help us, you know, get ahead. Or we're constantly wanting to fit into we're square pegs trying to fit into a round hole, so to speak, you know. And that's not good. That's not good at all. Because that means that we're willing to bow down for anything for this fleshly body, and especially earth, when the Most High told us we are spiritual beings. We're supposed to be like Him. We're supposed to be thinking, let me go back, because for some of you guys are like, what is she talking about? Is she like really going to be sitting here telling us that we're supposed to be spiritual beings? Listen. It's going to happen if some of us are when that day comes. But as of now, since we're right here in this physical world, at this point where what's going on, because heaven is going to be on earth. The Most High is bringing His kingdom down here. There's still going to be the main kingdom, because I have to break this down literally, because there's going to be some people out here whose minds are going to just be blown, and it's going to be all over the place, okay? So let me slow it down. What I'm saying is that heaven is going to be on earth. Most High is bringing His kingdom here. I'm talking about Jesus or Christ or whatever, Yahweh or Yahuwah, whichever one you want to call Him. Okay? Because they are two. They're Elohim. But the master one ain't coming down to the very, 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 very end. But the other one that he created all things, who he gave permission to create things and do his will, is going to be ruling here on earth. And there's things that's going to happen here on earth that's going to blow a lot of people's mind. And they're not going to be prepared because they really don't have faith and they don't believe. Like when things are going down in your life, and you're having, you feel like it's just a never-ending story of woes and woes and woes, take a step back. Take a step back. Just calm down and think about it. If you truly believe in God like you say you do, you may not even say it, but in your heart you feel like you do, or whatever in your mind you feel like you do, then you should be able to go to your scriptures and read. And the way the Most High says, if you're following Him, you have nothing to worry about. Yes, He's going to bring some trials towards you to keep you strong. It's a workout. Sometimes He brings things to you to keep you strong. Like you go to the gym to work out your body, your physical body. The Most High going to work your spiritual body to make sure you're right and ready for battle when He comes. So to set the record straight, you need to be ready spiritually. If this is a spiritual battle, family, and I know I said this in my last podcast, but I have to keep reiterating this to you. We are in a spiritual battle. We're not going to win it by voting for Biden or Trump. It's not us. This is not for us. Now, if you choose to vote, that is on you. But I would advise to take a step back and say, have we gotten anything from either one of these parties? Absolutely not. We haven't gotten anything. But a hard time and a longer way to go. So we need to step back, family. We need to step back. We need to pull ourselves out of this physical world. We need to pull ourselves back. And yeah, they're going to try to send all this frightening stuff to us. If we don't vote, we're going to do this. If we don't vote, we ain't black. Silly stuff like that, because that's all they got. Because a lot of us are getting to the point, especially this generation here, and some of us little older heads, that Generation X crowd, some of us, are the ones that's been bringing forth the, that 10th generation. Anyway, I kind of caught a little spiritual vibe off of that, but those of you who get it will get it, but it's very strange how this world works. It's a spiritual world, and it's a spiritual battle that we're fighting, family. And like I said, you got to obey His laws and statutes and commandments. You have to obey them. And they're not hard, and they're not grievous. There are things that keep you right. That's how the Most High is. He wants us to be like Him. He wants to be like the one who created us. He wants to be like Him, like your father, like your dad wants you to be like, let's say, our fathers, for some of us who still have our fathers existing in their lives. You know what I'm saying? You don't think that His seed, you don't think that when He put you into your mother's womb, so to speak, you didn't think that when you came out that He wasn't going to be involved and to raise you up proper? Because a good father will raise his seed up proper. He's going to nourish it. He's going to water it daily to make sure it sprouts good fruit later. And that's what we are to Him, family. He wants to water us. And that's right now He's putting His message into me so that I can water you. He wants me to water you. And is this an easy thing to do? No, this is not easy. This is not easy to do at all. But it's very enlightening and it's very soothing at the end, though. At the end, once you realize what's really happening, the greater things, the end that's to come, then yes, I'll do this all day. I'll take the cuts and the bruises that come along with it, the tests and the trials. I got some Neosporin upstairs, I got some pain pills I can take, but still, even then, I have to throw a little joke in there, keep it a little live, keep us, smiling, because this can get a little hard and depressing. And some of us do not want to come out of our flesh. We don't want to come out of this world. We don't want to come out of it because we enjoy it too much. And we think this is how it's supposed to be. But this is not how it's supposed to be, and this is not how it's going to be. And we need to be prepped and be ready, family. We truly do. Like I say, everything is boiling down. All those disaster movies that they gave us, they spoke of stuff. Because the powers that, let's say this, the president that rules us now is being held at a higher standard, not necessarily a higher standard, but there's something even ruling over him. Okay? They're puppets. All of them are puppets. Every last one of them have been puppets who ruled over America. All right? So we need to get that understanding in our belts. And like I said, that's why we need to come out of our physical bodies and get into our spiritual bodies. A lot of us say we go to church every Sunday. Oh, I go to church every Sunday. Not saying you can't go to church on Sunday if you want to go on Sunday too, but you need to go on the Sabbath day, because that's what the Most High said. The Sabbath just means seventh, that seventh day of creation. Not the first day, but the seventh day he gave us of creation. You know, within our time realm, within in our history timeline, okay? Mankind, the history of mankind's timeline. You know, he set it up for us. He set the earth up from the beginning for us. Now, when I say the earth, I mean the earth that we're in right now. Like I said, I've been studying this for a hot minute, family, and I can go so much more deeper. You know, but Brother Lanny took care of that on my own. Like I said, just check out Conversations with the Hebrew page, and you'll get to see what I'm talking about. And because it's so important that we understand that, like I said, I've been studying this thing for years, and I've always had a desire to know deeper stuff. Even as a youth, certain things just caught my attention. I don't know if, you know, it was like I saw things, not necessarily saw things, but things in my life that I was able to understand at a young age. And like I said, young age, I'm trying to understand history. Can you imagine being in elementary school interested when they had the war stories on and all that kind of stuff? Like, really sitting there watching, like, this is interesting stuff. And your classmates over there dozing off, falling asleep and stuff like that. Yeah, that was me. I was the nerd. And I'm okay with being a nerd. I am so okay with that now. I've come to terms with myself. I understand why the Most High made me a nerd. And let me, you know, because he knows that I can bring forth this message with confidence. And I'm not afraid. I'm never afraid, family. I'm not afraid. I will die for the word. I live for it and I die for it, if need be, when the calling comes, so I really can be at peace when I pass on. But yes, family, I really want you to kind of understand that. But like I said, I will be coming to you again with the book of Ezekiel. I promise, because we got to also finish up Revelations as well, you know, because it is so very important, so very important. That we get these understandings, and for some reason the Most High want me to bring out these certain books, you know, and I'm going to get to them. I'm going to do his will, because if not, he will chastise me. I take too long, you know, stuff like that. It's like when you tell your children to do the dishes. When you tell your children to do the dishes, okay, and unload a dishwasher, and you come downstairs and they say the dishwasher's still full of dishes. It's kind of like that, you know, right now. But I love the Father, you know. He supported me in lots of times of trouble and when I was in need. Because, like I say, I smile a lot, you know, I laugh, but you never know the pain, because I give it to the Most High Power. I give it to my Father. I don't take it to everybody like that. I don't take it to them. I realize people are just as imperfect as me, and then the wrong message may get out to me, you know. So I just go to the Most High with it, because that way it's clean, it's pure. With the message I get back, the understanding I get back, I know it's honest. No one's going to try to take advantage of my weakness or take advantage of my pain. So, but yeah, there have been some trials and tribulations in my life. You know, there's some trials and tribulations in this present time right now. You know, I'm going through things at this point. But, you know, I'm still happy and confident, because I know what is to come. And I know why these things are happening and what's happening and how to cope, because I talked to the Most High Father. You know, I let him be in my life. I let him be all up in my life. I don't care. I want him all up in my business. But family, I really, really, truly appreciate talking to you. It's been a great, great conversation. And again, like I said, I will be coming to you again with the book of Ezekiel. And I think we need to read out of there, because it's so very important. Okay? It's so very important, because Ezekiel says a lot, especially about what's the coming times as to what we're about to have happen to us now. You know, so, and what we're going through. Get more detail as to what's going on, because there's nothing new under the sun. Again, you'll get the picture once you go to my Conversations with the Hebrew page, okay? Go to my Conversations with the Hebrew page, Conversations with the Hebrew on Facebook, and that way you can get an understanding of what I'm talking about. But real fast, let's just do a quick little reading. Let's see Ezekiel. It says Ezekiel. Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the fourth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captives by the rivers of Shebar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. In the fifth day of the month, which was the fifth year of King Jehoiakim's captivity, the word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of Chaldeans, by the river Chebar, and the hand of the Lord was there upon him. So yeah, Ezekiel about to give us, you know, some important information here, you know, because it's talking about he don't talk about the rebellion of Israel. It's going to talk about the living creatures, you know what I'm saying, that surrounds Christ, surrounds them, that works this thing. See, family, there's nothing on the sun because it's technology and all this stuff like that. It's wild. You know, that's why I said this the Bible is definitely a history and a science book all wrapped up in one. And you're getting to know the Father in this book. It's really bringing you closer to him to let you know what he's like. And what we're going to be worshiping pretty soon. But anyway, I'm going to digress. I'm not going to carry on too long with that because it's so important. But that book of Ezekiel, the prophet, is an awesome book. Like I said, I got the King James Version 1611. So that gives me the apocryphal books as well. And I know some people don't, you know, agree with the apocryphal books, but I read them all. I read that. I read the Jasher, or Yasher, some people will say. I have the book of the angels. excuse me, fam. But I have books, okay? I have books upon books upon books, okay? And I haven't got a chance to read them all. I wish I could read it, to sit and just read all day long with no distractions, you know. Right now, I'm still, you know, I still got one child in the house right now. You know, I got two in college, and one's away doing her thing, and another one's away, you know, married, doing her thing, you know. But still, I have one in the house still, one youthful one in the house. She's a senior in high school. So I got to get ready, prepare to get her on her way to do, you know, because she wants to go to school. She wants to be a teacher to the young folks. So, you know, that's, you know, good goals, ambitions. We got to work until the Most High get here, family. You can't be docile until you get here, because idle mind is the devil's workshop, you know. So the Most High want us to, you know, continue to do our thing until we get here, and good things, not just do anything, okay? Well, I'm not saying that. I'm saying do good works until he comes, okay? Stay fast in the faith. Keep the Most High in your life. Call on him. Talk to him. Socialize with him as if he was your father sitting right across the table from you. When you're having a bad day and things are not going as planned, talk to the Most High and find out what the deal is. Find out what's going on, family. I appreciate you listening, and I hope you do tune in again. I love you, and the Most High loves you, and he wants you to come to him. So please, please follow him, family. And again, leave your comments at the bottom of this post. If you like this podcast, please, please, please leave your comments, and I definitely respond. Have a blessed day and a blessed Shabbat, and peace.